hands right here, all right? What? Hey, fuck you, all right? Everything is a question, too. Hey, what am I, an asshole? What am I, a fucking jerk? Get the fuck out of here. It's right here, all right? After they see Rocky, they come out the theater charged. They be like, all right, Rocco! All right, Sly! Hey! All right, Rocco! Rocco! Go up to people standing online and shit. Hey, Paisan, you going in to see Rocky right now?
Yeah.
Great fucking move. Straight. You don't like this one. He comes out, Sly comes out, he breaks this big fucking nigga's face. He busts it fucking wide open. Fucking Mooney Eye laying on the floor, fucked up. It's fucking great. I fucking love it, man. All right, Rocco! Hey, you know something? At the end of this picture now, just between you and I don't want to ruin the surprise, but Sly wins this one again. You know, Shum, you know what I like about Stallone's movies? The realism, you know? Because, you know, that's the way you got to fucking treat those fucking moolies. They think that they can fucking push you around. Because you're a big hot shot. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of my face with that shit. That's what I like about Sly. He goes in, and the moolies are beating him. And he don't fucking go down. He's not fucking going down. He comes in, he cracks the fucking moolies hole like this. He falls on the ground. That's what I like. You know something? You can really do that. You can really fucking do that. You see that fucking big moolie y'all stand over there? You see that black guy over there at the line getting some candy?
Yeah.
All right, now he's about 6'5". I'm 5'2". I ain't no big guy, all right? But I'm Italian. Watch this. You watch this, all right? Hey, excuse me, brother. Hey, let me have a box of juicy fruits and, let me have some bonbons. I think I have some bonbons there. And let me have some junior mints and give me another box of juicy fruits and the niggas are gonna pay for it.
Excuse me?
You heard what I said, Mooley. Pay for my fucking candy. I'll kick your ass.
Oh, you just saw Rocky.
Look, little Italian white man. I enjoy Sylvester Stallone's movies too, but I'm getting waiting to get some candy. I'm gonna go see a movie with my friend. Why don't you just go hop in your IROC Z28 and take your ass home? I'll kick your fucking ass. Didn't they hear that Rocky music? Hour later. Woo, 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 woo. He's not gonna make it. The big nigga named Abdullah's hand wrapped around his throat. And a box of juicy fruits rammed up his ass. He's not gonna make it. He's fucked up. That's who I had to fight. I had to fight with Italian. Those are the worst white people fight because they don't know it, especially around Rocky time. Because I was in a discotheque talking to, talking to Danny Terrio from Dance Fever. Don't ask me why. But I was... We in there kicking it, and this Italian dude is standing there with his girlfriend, and his girlfriend is looking at me or Danny. And the Italian guy was, man, Italians don't play that shit. You hear the kind of shit they say to their girlfriend. What the fuck you looking over there for, huh? Don't tell me that you're not looking. I just fucking look. I just saw you looking over there, right? Wait, you've been looking over there all fucking night, all right? You look over there again, I'm going to pick up a glass and shove it in your fucking mouth, all right? You don't look over there. No, you shut up. You're making me look like I'm an asshole over here. No, you should. Don't you ever disrespect me. Don't you ever. Hey, shut up. Don't you ever I'll fucking kick your ass inside here. What are you looking at that fucking dancing and mooling out for? Where's your mooly? You know, kick his mooly ass. Push me. Now, black people from New York have this trick we use on white people. It works. Even if you can't fight, you have to act like you can fight, because that gets you out of a lot of fights. It works. If you have some problem tomorrow, walk up to a white dude tomorrow, step on his foot. And he says, hey, you got a problem? You go, yeah, motherfucker, I got a problem. I just lost my motherfucking job to a white man look just like you. So I said, I'm gonna step on some feet till I feel I've redeemed myself. You got a problem? The white guys go, hey, I didn't know about your job. And they leave, and brother be standing like this. Ooh, that was close. I almost got fucked up. So I know you got to act like you can fight. First thing you do is you make your voice go up an octave and act real confused. And mama said, hey, what the fuck this motherfucker trying to do? This motherfucker, yo, mother, no, you don't put your motherfucking hand. No, mother, get the fuck up. Mind your motherfucking business. I'll bust your motherfucking ass, but you never put your motherfucking hand. Well, shut the fuck up, man. Mind you, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? You know I'll bust you. Get the fuck off me. I'll bust your motherfucking ass, too. Mind your motherfucking business. Well, but you want some? You want some, motherfucker? You want some? Then make a move, then. Make a move. Yeah, you better walk away, mother. I'll bust your pussy ass, too. You'll never put your motherfucking hands on me. The fuck is your problem? What's your problem, huh? You got a problem? Well, I'ma settle your problem. I'ma settle your problem. I'ma settle your problem, motherfucker. And the dude did like this. Come on. I was stuck. I was standing like this now. You said, come on, that's the way I like it. I ain't know what to do. Because I could act like I could fight good. You know, I'm an actor. I ain't no fighter. You put me in the movie where I'm the star, I kick your ass. This is real shit. He's standing like, come on. I was frozen, man. I was standing there. My ego jumped out my body and said, punch me in the face, Ed. I said, I ain't punching nobody. My ego said, well, give me a hand. Clocked that boy in his eye. Boy fell on the deck holding his eye. He was all fucked up. I looked at my ego. I said, what the fuck you do that for? Ego said, because you got an image to uphold. Look, you kicked the dude's ass, man. Calm down, relax. And I looked, the dude was laying there holding his eye. My ego said, now talk some shit now so people know not to mess with you. And I was like, yeah. I'm tired of people messing with me. And tell me, if somebody else move, you're going to kick their ass. If somebody else move, I'm going to kick their ass. Do some kind of rhyme with your name. That always scare white people. Rhyme your name. Because I'm Ed, and if you mess with Ed, you'd be dead. That's all right. Just worry about shit. You're doing fine. You just don't relax. Don't worry about nothing. Just be cool. Ain't nobody gonna move now after they seen you kick this dude's ass. Just relax and cool out. And I start cooling out. My ego said, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Every now and then you gotta whip somebody's ass, let them know where you stand. I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. I ain't see this dude's brother standing behind me. And he had seen Rocky too. And he swung around my back and punched me in the mouth real, real hard. But the punch said, and my ego said, what was that? I said, I don't know. And my lips said, hey, fellas. So I'm standing there with my lips hanging down, looking like JJ from Good Times and shit. And I ain't know what to do, so I screamed for security. I said, security! And that's one of my boys jumped over the table like Link Hayes from the Mod Squad. I grabbed that boy, so I go, pop, 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 boom. Boy hit the deck, my boy jumped on top, started fucking his boy up. He was kicking the dude's ass, and his brother woke up, jumped on top of my boy, started kicking my boy's ass. Then the brother, somebody said, there's a fight in the back, fight in the back. And all the people, the bouncers came in the back of the club. It was a white club. They saw two niggas fighting two white guys. First thing they did was jump on the niggas. Like, you niggas have to learn to stop fucking up our club. Then we let you in here, nigger. Then we saw you laughing while we were dancing. We saw you, black stuff. And then all the brothers saw like 40 white guys beating up two black guys. Hey, you can't beat up the brothers. And they jump in the fight. Then it looked like 40 white guys fighting 40 black guys with a big race war and suntan lotion and Jerry Carroll juices shooting all over the place. And at the end of the fight, everybody sued me. Everybody claimed I whipped their ass. I'm 5'10", weigh 165 pounds. I can't whip a disco's ass by myself. Even people that didn't fight sued me. People sitting around and watched the fight was in court. Yeah, no, I didn't actually fight, but I was there watching, and it was a discotheque, and a strobe light fell off the ceiling, creating a weird effect with the mirror, and I saw this, and my eyes were sprained, the eyes, and I need $12 million for my sprained eyes. Brothers sued me. Yo, man, the brothers came out and sued. I was like, ain't no brothers gonna sue me. Brothers sued Ed. The brothers went to get paid. I was like, brothers gonna sue me. Brother was like, fuck that. I'm getting paid, motherfucker. And brothers went to court and got educated on the judge. All of a sudden, they was like, you know, can you state your case? Oh, yes, Your Honor, on the evening in question, per se, Your Honor. Yo, check it out, y'all. I was inside the disco rack cooling, right? I went in with my girlie, right? My girl started ill. He said, oh, there go Eddie Murphy. Start acting all tipsy and shit. I said, where? He said, over there. I said, fuck that big nose motherfucker. I make my money just like him, right, y'all? Because I don't give a fuck. I ain't getting on nobody jock, you know? So, y'all, check it out, right? What happened then, right? I said, yo, what you want me to go over and get the motherfucker autograph? I got the autograph from my girlie. I walked over and said, yo, Ed, sign this autograph. The ass, I ain't saying a motherfucking thing. Fuck you and your ugly bitch. I said, yo, Ed, I'll bust your ass for saying shit like that. He said, wait, motherfucker, I can't. And he ran over to my woman and slapped her in the face, Yana. Then he slapped me and my man in the face, all three of us like the Three Stooges, Yana. 12 million. 12. I was disgusted. Yeah, Your Honor, give us half his shit.